What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Two balls, two strikes to Bryce Harper. Suarez delivers. Swing and a drive, left field. It's deep. It's going.
Yes!
And it is gone.
Yes! Yes!
It is bedlam at the bank as Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on top.
Are you kidding me?
His 10th career home run in the postseason. And he may never hit a bigger one.
Oh, what a call from Scott Fransky. In the moment, hitting it on the head there. And you know, as I hear it again, Hugh, Scott, I don't know if Scott realized the weight of what he was saying, but he's probably right.
What's that?
He may never hit a bigger home run in his life. I mean, unless he hits a home run to win the World Series. That's it. I mean, that's probably, and that's, I don't mean that as any sort of negative. It's a great moment. But, like, what a call by Scott to kind of nail the importance of that.
Scott scared me yesterday, too. Well, he scared out of me yesterday.
Can you imagine Scott Fransky scares many people? It doesn't come off as scary.
No, because, you know, we were locked in the show. He was banging on the glass.
We were at the stadium, yeah.
I did see
you get startled. I was like, what's going on out there?
It was just funny.
Yeah, what a moment. The bedlam at the break. All right, coming up later in the show, I'm going to rank my five favorite Bryce Harper moments in his Phillies tenure so far. Jack Fritz will join us coming up at 12 o'clock. Jack was with me on the evenings during the pursuit of Bryce Harper, and we literally talked about a Harper rumor every night for like three straight months because the thing just dragged into February. It was a fun time, and the Phillies, of course, landed a player that has become one of the best they've had. And I think this tenure, I think the Bryce Harper era with the Phillies is a success, even if they don't win a World Series. Mr. Ring Culture Douglas over here disagrees. Early on, though, in the poll, a couple polls up today, Hugh, people are agreeing with you. Go ahead.
I'm
a little victory lap, Douglas.
Well, no,
Peacock.
Because I think I almost feel like a lawyer on a day-to-day basis, and I have to litigate my case.
Yeah, and you're losing.
And the fans, you people, they listen to what I'm saying, and I have to make a compelling argument.
Have you listened to what you people say about you?
No, I don't listen to you people because you people say mean stuff.
Yeah, they do.
For the most part. But I think if you lay out a compelling argument, a lot of times people can understand, because they need to understand where you're coming from.
Gotcha.
So I did a great job of framing where I was coming from. So that's where it is. Thank you. Thank you for all those people that are voting in my favor.
We're doing thank yous at 11:03?
Yeah, it's we're going on vacation.
Okay,
we about to turn up.
Yeah. Aren't you here next week? You're not on vacation.
I'm here.
I'm literally
vacation. I got like, what, 3 days? I got 3 days of debaucherize.
Yeah. Is that what's going on this weekend?
Not really.
Speaking of that, let me get to the poll about Hugh Douglas going to his community block party. Can the Bryce Harper Phillies era be a success without a World Series championship? 68% saying no. They're with Hugh. 32% with me. But this is actually the poll question I am more interested in. Should Hugh Douglas attend his community block party on July 4th? Skip and Claymont, of course, wants him to go there. Okay. Yes at 83%. No at 17%. Fran, where do you come down on this? Should Hugh go to the block party tomorrow?
I mean, it's an obvious yes. I think Hugh, I know you talked about the whole socializing thing. You got to break out of your shell a little bit, man.
I break out of my shell every day I crack this mic.
It's a good idea.
Now, I break out of my shell every day I crack this mic.
I think you should go to the block party tomorrow, socialize with the neighbors, skip in Claymont, get the keys back, the whole thing.
Don't you want to give good vibes out to the neighborhood? Yeah. Like, you don't want to just be like, ah, oh, there's you again. Like,
no,
you
know, I don't really care about the vibes. You know,
but you Francisco, should, though. You should.
Francisco, I know I'm not the only one that feels this way. Not a fan of small talk. Not a fan of breaking the ice conversations. Not a fan of, so what do you do now? And then they say, oh, I work at WIP. Oh, I listen to that station every
you
day.
You really scarred by that, this one conversation
well,
last
it's,
week.
It carried over yesterday a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, went to the leasing office.
Sometimes people struggle with small talk.
Well,
they don't know what to say.
Just say hi.
Yeah.
Just say, hey, hi. That works. Like, just saying hi works. I mean, I'm not an ogre, but when you have the small talk friend, I don't feel like answering stupid questions.
Yeah,
I
so just what don't do you want like to talk that. About? What would you rather talk about?
I would like to talk about nothing.
But that's not a conversation.
Well, I would like to sit there, and if we talk, say if we strike up a conversation.
Yeah.
Like, for whatever reason, I tend to gravitate more towards people that have, like, witty banter. You know, like you meet somebody. Like, one time, I remember I was downtown. And dude was trying to, he was pulling out, and I was trying to pull where he was going.
Okay.
So
like
he
a parking
was like,
spot?
Yeah, yeah, a parking spot. So he's pointing one way, and I'm pointing the other way. And so we started yelling and screaming at each other. Like, F you this. And we're yelling and screaming. And he looked, and he was like, and you have a nice day. And I say, and you have a nice day too. I tend to, because to me, that's real. That,
okay.
That's a real person that's having a real conversation.
So basically, you're asking your neighbors at the block party to say, hey, bleep you, you!
Yeah, to be rude. No, you want them to be rude.
Yeah, yell at you, see, curse at you.
I don't think y'all understand what I'm saying. I like genuine people.
I understand that. I get that.
You know what I'm saying? I like to talk to genuine people. And there, I'm pretty sure there's people out there that have interacted with me that kind of feel that. It's those cookie cutter, like generic conversations that, hey, so
what are you thinking?
What do you think of the birds? Or where? When did you play? Oh, did you play with that dog? If you're not an Eagles fan, that's fine. You don't need to be. You could just have a conversation, or the ones with this. Oh, I really love these. You're a big guy. Did you play? You must have played football. And I'll just say, yeah, back in the day.
The funny thing is with the opposite people don't get those. Like, no one looks at me and says, you're not that big. You probably didn't play a high-level sports.
No,
you're right. I'm
not
that big.
Now, most of the conversation I've gotten lately is about you.
Is it about me?
Yes.
Yeah,
and
okay. Like,
you enjoy those.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Listen, I defend my partner. Because people will say, how do you work with Joe Gill? I say, man, listen, Joe's a fan, and I respect his opinion. And I'll leave it at that. And we might get to, you know, communicate a little bit after that. But I'm okay with those. Mm. It's those generic, hey, you know, you're a big guy. You know, hey, right, what do you do for them?
I think it'd be good for you to go to the block party tomorrow.
I ain't going.
Yeah, I think it'd be good. Well, you and Skip and everyone in Claymont, that's where Hugh should go.
Hugh, I also want to say, like, in the pre-show meeting the other day, you brought up, like, the new Superman movie.
Yes.
Like, what if someone wanted to talk to you about that?
We
could
talk about that. We could chop it up.
Why don't you put it on the air right now? Put out stuff there. Ah, this is why I want to talk about people so we can not small talk.
I would find that funny. I am not, like I said, I'm not an ogre. I like to have real conversations.
How about you give the community a list of approved topics, and then everyone will present you those topics. Superman.
No.
Yeah.
You can pull it out for somebody if they need it. Like, yeah, this is what we can talk about.
Yeah, these are my topics.
I don't, like, uh-uh. Mm-mm.
Okay, we'll
see if we can
convince Hugh by the end of the show to go to this block party tomorrow. All right, let's get this out of the way now while I'm in a good mood. Cowboy Jim is up. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Being a top five caller, Jay from West Philly is a great caller.
He is a moron. I mean, I don't know how to say it.
He should lead off every day.
He makes less sense every time he calls this radio station. It doesn't make any sense.
I have nonsense, but he brings it to you, Joe. Joe, you're going to need a vacation after that.
Well, I am. That's why I took his call earlier today, because I am going on vacation, so I can at least unwind after that nonsense.
Q,
yes.
You do not need to go to this block party.
I'm not going.
Why did I take this call? How is this helping us?
to be surrounded by a bunch of Chris from Middletowns and Aaron from San Diego's. He doesn't want to be around people like that.
Chris is a good dude. I like Chris.
Chris is a fun guy. Yeah.
Chris is fun.
He's come to a lot of our events.
You know, what did I say? He's like 5'2". I didn't know they could stack garbage that high. You want to be around someone like that?
This might not be the week to talk about stacking garbage.
Speaking of garbage, we got a little bit of a situation
here.
Yeah,
we got a problem. After July 4th, that garbage is going to be piling up.
Yeah,
we
got
to figure this out.
Hey, listen, but Hugh would be better off driving to the new Buc-ee's, okay? Even if the traffic stunk, he'd be by himself, enjoying his drive, going to Buc-ee's rather than being around a bunch of morons. You know, in the neighborhood. I mean, he doesn't want that.
I like being around real people, man.
Well, maybe the people around you are real. You don't know until you meet them.
No, it's
socialized.
I've met a few.
Non-athletic nerds. He doesn't want to be around.
That's who he hangs out all day here at WIP. Myself, Fran, Kyle. What are we?
He wants Jasmine and Honeysuckle. He doesn't want nerds. Okay, he doesn't want that.
Okay. Well, but then what do you count as here?
I love your previous caller, typical Philly fan. It's okay not to win a championship. I just enjoy watching my favorite player.
Well, that wasn't what he said.
That's what a typical, you know, for me, listen, Danny White, Tony Romo, Dak Prescott, they are nothing to me unless they win a championship.
But why do I care about Tony Romo?
In Philadelphia, it's, AI and Harper and McNabb and blah, blah. They just wish they had won something. No, Cowboy fans are like, no, you bring a championship and that's it. We don't, you know, done.
But Jim, obviously the team there had a lot of success before those guys. So without success, it doesn't measure up. I can be real. The Phillies didn't have all that. So the Bryce Harper era is one of the best in franchise history. That's enough of Jim. I got to deal with Jim and Jay in one morning. What are we doing?
You getting ready to go on vacation? This shouldn't matter.
Well, but I have to. But again, it's still annoying.
You got to get through the day.
Yeah, I got to get through the day. And I'm going to the block party tomorrow. You're not, apparently.
Well, I'm not going to my community.
All right. After he was called out, Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Aaron, how we doing?
What in the world is going on? Why would you guys put on Stewart as Jim, a Cowboys fan that has a fetish of enjoying to call in an arch rival's radio station? What is that? I don't understand that.
Well, it gives me an excuse to yell at him. I like yelling at people sometimes.
Do us all a favor, Stewart as Jim. We need blankets. We need peanuts. Make it happen.
That is so disrespectful.
It's real, though. It is.
Look, you're coming right to his defense, Mister. Hey, give me a bottle of bourbon, and I'll be anybody's buddy.
Everyone knows this now. Aaron, get him. Get him, Aaron.
Wait a minute. I caught it straight. I didn't mean it like that. I'm just saying he all right.
Why is he all right?
You're hanging out with Nate Newton. You're taking bribes from Cowboy fans. I'm going to start calling you a sellout, Hugh. I'm sorry.
Wow. Sellout Douglas.
Nate Newton is a friend of mine.
And whose golf out did you go to the other day?
Eric Williams.
Yeah. Wow. Hey.
Well, I went to school with
him. Fraternizing with the enemy.
We're a bunch of old people now. What are you talking about?
Dude, are you going to have dinner with Stefanski and Larry Allen? Is that what's next or what?
Well, Larry Allen's he's not here. But if he was, then if the big fella wanted to go to dinner, I mean, you know, we'll reminisce a little bit. I mean, we don't play anymore. I still root for the Eagles, and I still hate the Cowboys. And I let Nate know that every time that we talk. As a matter of fact, Eric took a shot yesterday and said, about time we start winning championships.
And you'll hang out with these people?
Well, you know.
You won't hang out with your neighbors, but you hang out with the Cowboys.
Mean, well, because the conversations are a little bit more lively.
I can imagine.
They're a little bit more lively.
All right, Aaron, what do you got on the Harper era here? Success without a World Series?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Hugh, I completely understand your whole thing with not going to the block party. In my profession, when people find out what I do, they want to talk about it, and the last thing I want to talk about when I have my day off is work. Do for work.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, I don't mind talking sports, but when you start, hey, what do you think the Eagles are going to do this year? Listen to the show.
So hold on.
I'm going to start telling them to go to the Odyssey app.
That's how you be neighborly. Hey, Hugh, what do you think my Eagles are doing?
Listen to the Odyssey app.
Why don't you go to the Odyssey app?
That's promotion now.
That is promotion, yeah.
I'm not gonna say it in a rude way.
No, you know, you can give them like a little snippet. Like, you know what? I think this, but if you want to hear the rest, you go to the Odyssey app. You check that out.
There you go.
Like a little tease, yeah.
My guess is that you want to get in with good with you. Talk about zombie flicks. Talk about superheroes, and you'll fit right in with.
Talk about Tubi, the acting community.
Talk about all of that.
Yeah, how's that going? By the way,
I mean, but that's easier to communicate about. Real. That's a real conversation, though.
Yeah,
like,
but,
you know what I mean?
But if people don't know you well enough, they might before I knew you, right? The first thing I might have talked to you about was like the Eagles. But now I know you, so I know you have a lot of interests, and I know you want to be an actor, so I critique you for that. I mean, like, maybe they don't know you yet.
But how about this? If you want to get to know somebody, don't open up with talking about the Eagles, because that's kind of, you know,
yeah,
I know that's
an icebreaker.
Anything can be an icebreaker when you meet somebody.
No, but now, to be fair, it's not just an icebreaker for you. It's kind of like an icebreaker in this area for anyone. Right? Like, you were an Eagle, so you feel it differently.
Yeah,
but anyone just says, like, go Birds. Like,
no,
that's kind of an icebreaker.
Go Birds is an icebreaker. Yeah, that's better than, what do you do for
now, an icebreaker for you is talking about the Cowboys, too. But, hey. Let's get to the topic at hand today, right?
All right, what do you got on Bryce? Is this a success even without a World Series?
I want to start my opinion off with saying that I have nothing but love for Bryce Harper. Got nothing for love for any Philadelphia athlete that has played for, you know, a long period of time in this city. Because as fans, we are absolutely the most critical, and we are brutal.
But now here you're going to hit us with the but.
Okay. Bryce Harper, somebody posted on social media his stats of the last 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he's had some great moments. But the stats over the last 6 years have been very, very underwhelming. And unfortunately, you know, you've got the head of the class is going to be the 2008 Phillies. It's going to be the 1980 Phillies. It's going to be the Steve Carltons, the Mike Schmidts, the Pete Roses.
It's going to be the Jimmy Rollins. It's going to be the Ryan Howards, the Chase Utleys, you know, the flying Hawaiian, Shane Victorino. And then there's going to be the, you know, Bryce Harper. You know, unfortunately, without a championship, he's just a $300 million man. And I love the guy. I love the guy to death. And I root for him every day, and I want him to have success.
I think you're underselling it. Just the $300 million man, as if he didn't hit a home run to put him in a World Series? I mean, that happened.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? Guess what?
What?
Let me answer this question for me. Who was the runner-up in the 1993? I'm sorry, let's not do that one. Who was the runner-up in the 1996 World Series?
The Braves?
You're guessing.
No, I know. It was the Yankees beat the Braves. I
mean, okay. The point is that nobody remembers the World Series runners-up.
He killed them.
And this city now, especially, and this is why I'm such
The 93 a Phillies aren't remembered? The 93 Phillies aren't remembered? What are you talking about?
They're only remembered in Philadelphia.
Well, that's where we are, Aaron.
In America,
we're on WIP.
Who was the 1993 World Series, they would have to go to Google. They'd have to Google it.
I don't care about other people in America. I care about everyone here and Hughes' neighbors in Claymont.
History,
that's what I care about.
History does not remember second place. All they remember are champions.
That's baloney.
And
I don't believe that.
That's why I am such a proponent, and you call it the Super
Half
Bowl
our air
syndrome.
Staff played on the 04 Eagles. What do you mean nobody remembers runners-up?
Jalen Hurts will go down in history.
Now we're back to this.
Greatest Philadelphia athlete of all time.
You're insane. I mean, you have lost your mind. Mike Schmidt's the greatest third baseman that ever played the game. How
right,
is Jalen Hurts going to top that? What?
He's a world champion, but he's not the quarterback of a Super Bowl winning team. He did not take his team to two Super Bowls in 3 years. I love Mike Schmidt. Growing up as a kid, he was my guy.
How did we get back to Jalen?
Because he's a champion. That's why. He's a Super Bowl
They're
champion.
They're all champions, Aaron. That's the way it works.
I hate to say this. You want to feel good about Jalen, and you want to have confidence about Jalen?
I'm talking about Bryce.
Go back and watch the NFC Championship game.
He was awesome.
That Donovan played in.
Oh, well, Donovan.
For as great of a quarterback as Donovan was, he had just as many rug burners.
I know.
You know, putting the ball on the ground, costing his team the road to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I remember it. What does that have to do with Bryce Harper?
Bryce Harper is going to be he's going to be loved in Philadelphia because the way that he I'm looking for it. What's the word?
Endeared himself to the city.
Right, he became part of the Philadelphia sports culture.
The fabric, the fabric of the city.
He endeared himself to the fans,
mm-hmm.
and we appreciate that. And then his efforts, the moments that he's had on the field. Is fantastic. But there's one thing, and this is what we have to realize because this is now a championship city. That without a championship, you're not going to be the king of the mountain. You're not going to be the supreme ruler.
So, Aaron, I'll meet you in the middle on that. Fine. And a good phone call. Yes, without a championship, he's not the best athlete in Philadelphia history. I didn't say he was.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. It would feel almost incomplete without a championship. I agree on that. My point is, though, the whole era could still be a success without that. Now, Hugh, part of the reality is we're 6.5 years in, right? We're Harper at the half. What are the next 6.5 years going to look like? So I was listening this morning when I was driving, and they had a doctor on, and he was trying to go through possibilities of what it could be and what the risk is. Hugh, the honest answer is I don't know what his next 6.5 years look like. I mean, you said the other day you think there's a chance he has one more great year left in his body when he gets back to feeling good. Maybe. I mean, he could. We also probably have seen the best of Bryce Harper, if we're being totally honest. He's got a wrist issue. He's 32 now. I think we've probably seen the best of him for an extended period. So that also plays into it. Hugh, I have no idea how great he's going to be the next 6.5 years. Like, when he got here, if you asked me to guess the first half of the contract, I think I could have guessed it, like, pretty close, his numbers. I would have said he's going to hit a bunch of home runs. He might win an MVP. He's going to be one of the 20 or 15 best hitters in baseball. I don't know. I mean, the next 6.5 years, is he going to be a top 25 hitter in baseball? I don't know.
That's a good question. I feel like I think he's going to bounce back. I think he's going to have a good next couple of years. This story isn't written yet, people. So this is fluid. So it's a good possibility, a good chance that this might be the year. Hopefully it's the year, because then it makes this conversation moot. But at the rate that he's going right now, Joe, there's something to what you're saying in his ability to perform. Mm. Maybe, and I hate to say this because I don't believe that to be the case, but there's a possibility that his best moments are behind him.
I think it's a real possibility. I mean, part of it is just natural, right?
Like, you're getting older.
Yeah.
You know, your body doesn't recover the way that it used to. And I would venture to say this as well. It's starting to weigh on Bryce a little bit, not winning a championship. Don't get fooled, people. The fact that when he leaves Washington, they win the World Series is not lost on him. He might not say anything about
it. It's got to eat at him.
He might not say anything about it. But in the back of his mind, that's something that he thinks about every day. And I think that's one of the reasons why he was so influential in trying to get other guys here. So for him, the money's nice. Like, we all get to a point in our professional careers that you make a certain amount of money, you get to that point and you're happy about that. But the next level is the championship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Bryce is set for life. He ain't hurting. He got ends meeting like a mofo. So he ain't hurting on that end. It's that legacy that you're working on now. Because I tell you what, man, as you get older, like, I didn't win the Super Bowl, but my consolation is I went to the Super Bowl. And that's because I had to adjust my mindset. It was no choice of my own. I just had to do that. Now, if I had written my own story, we go out on top. And that's how you want it. Because I remember conversations vividly with some of my teammates after every Super Bowl that was played, after the one we played in, and would say, damn, what would have been like if we would have won one? So that's something that in the back of an athlete's mind, you know, you might the consolation might be the cash and the nice car that you're driving. But at the end of the day, it's about winning a championship because that's what you're remembered for. See, I'm all these old ass dudes running around here with these old dusty-ass championship rings on, people remember those. Like, that means something. Like, that is you're a part of history no matter what happens. When you're gone off this earth, people are going to remember that. He was a part of that championship team. They're going to say he was a part of the NFC champions. They're going to say he was a world champion, and that means a lot.
Well, yeah, it's a different –
it's a different – it's levels to this thing, man, and – you know, we all make, and especially nowadays, you're in a position, you're going to make a ton of money. But what makes you feel whole to me is winning that championship.
Yeah, I know, I get that. And he doesn't have that. And if he doesn't have that, it's probably going to gnaw at him forever. And it will be a hole in his career. I just feel as a Bryce Harper's tenure with the Phillies, I'll consider a success even if they don't win a World Series because it's revived this thing. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Where do you come down on this? We're Harper at the half. We're halfway through his contract. Obviously, he's played mostly extremely well, including an MVP. And he's hitting the postseason. But they haven't won. If the Phillies don't win a World Series, is this a success? All right, your calls on that. We'll get to some of what happened yesterday. Phillies split the doubleheader, and there is a lot of good going on with this pitching staff, but there is one spot that's not good right now. We'll discuss that. What should the Phillies do? What are their options as Mick Abel really struggled in the opener yesterday? That's next. Your phone calls. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Welcome back, Midday Show. It is Harper at the half.
Why you pick this song, man?
I don't know.
Fran's always got a Fran playlist back there.
Just reminds me of like back in the day when you go to strip club, right?
Oh, is this
song
that metal reminds you of?
Well, no, because this is the song that girls used to, like, they used to have all the girls parade out to, one of the songs. Shout out to Cheerleaders.
Enter Sandman?
Shout out Cheerleaders.
Well, I'm just going off of like Bryce and had an exciting years so far.
The beginning of the song is when they introduced the girls coming to the stage. Like, we got. They parade them out.
The memories are flooding back.
Yeah,
to
they just had a
memory.
Flashback. Shout out to Cheerleader. Shout out to my man John. So I was just like, wow. Sounds like I'm at the stripper club.
It's always funny with what
what triggers my memory.
Yeah, like what something is said or music, yeah. And where you go with
that's
it.
Definitely where I was trying to go for with the Metallica there.
That's I thought that's where you're going too, Fran. All right,
good time.
We'll get back to the Bryce conversation in just a minute here. As Harper is at the half, we are halfway through the contract, which makes me feel old. I remember when I was
excited.
Oh yeah, and I was I was doing the evening show, and you know, I mean, like it was just like it feels so long ago in one sense. Where were you, Fran, when the Phillies signed Bryce Harper?
Oh, I was at Westchester University. They, like, in the radio station there.
Doesn't it feel like that's a big jump in your
you
life?
You went to Westchester University?
You were like, what,
you ever go
24?
Back to homecoming?
23?
That was like 24. Yeah.
You ever go back to homecoming?
No.
The reason why I say that because I went to Westchester's homecoming.
Did you?
Yeah.
Why?
Like recently?
Well, it was, you know, yeah, it was like, what, a couple years ago? Yeah.
Why?
What were you doing there?
No, you know, it was a sorority event. She went to Westchester and they had like a little.
Oh, okay. You were invited.
Yeah.
You didn't just
like
crash it.
It was like a Greek event. Yeah, I didn't crash. Yeah. It was different.
Westchester is nice there.
Huh?
It's nice.
I mean, it's nice. It's different. It was different.
Different in that way?
It was the first time that I went to a homecoming that was like that. So it was different.
But what was going on?
It was just, it wasn't.
When you say like that, like what is it compared to another home? I'm trying to understand.
Well, like say at a homecoming, like say I went to an HBCU.
Yeah, right.
So it's just different.
Whatever you can tell us, give me one difference. Because I've gone back to my school's homecoming, DeSales University, uh-huh. I don't know, like three or four times since we graduated. It's fun, but it's like nothing that wild
is
going on.
It was a little dry.
So it was a little dry. Not wild?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Was it boring?
Yeah. Yeah. Since we're here.
It wasn't lively enough for you?
Well, you got to understand.
Not getting live like the bathroom at Bucky's?
You got to understand. It's hard to explain. The only way I can explain, like Francis, you the closest HBCU is Delaware State. Mm. We probably had to go to their homecoming for you can understand where I'm coming from.
All right, WIP trip to the Delaware State homecoming.
Yeah, shout out to Coach Jackson. I mean it's kind of hard to explain, but I could say this like the Greek fraternities and sororities is different. It's more of a homecoming feel. Like yours just felt like it was a football game.
Okay. That's definitely what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
I've gone one time, and that's definitely what it is.
It's more of a homecoming feel.
Like a party.
Yeah, it's
more like a family thing.
You got to go, because I know Dell State, they have a big Sigma community down there. So maybe we'll make a road trip to go.
But are we invited if we didn't go?
We can crash. I mean, you know, I know people.
Oh, you know people. Okay.
I know people.
All right, I'm in if you want to do that.
Yeah, we can go.
All right, you said tough to explain. Here's what's not tough to explain. Mick Abel has stunk lately. Let's call it for what it is. Showed a lot of promise.
He's struggled a little bit.
Yeah, he has. So he showed a lot of promise when he first got here, right? That first start against the Pirates was awesome. Pitched pretty well against the Blue Jays. I think that was the second outing. Here, we're going backwards here, though. So yesterday, first game of the doubleheader. 1 2/3, 5 earned runs.
Yeah, he got rocked.
He walked 5 guys. In fact, he had that at-bat, the 9-hitter was up. He was up in the count. He walked him, and then basically the floodgates opened for San Diego yesterday. His ERA is now 5.04, and the question is, how much longer can we go with this, and what are the options? So we were there in the park the last couple days. We saw Aaron Nola throwing, and I think they said he threw again yesterday. So clearly we're moving in the right direction for Aaron Nola, but that doesn't seem like it's imminent. I don't think Aaron Nola is ready in the next couple weeks. So we got to put that on the shelf. There's the Andrew Painter thing. We'll get to that. There's also another option I want to bring up. But Hugh, let's just go off of Abel. How much longer can they give him to figure this out? Because doesn't it feel like we have two separate thoughts when we talk about the rotation? The top four, we expect excellence. Mm-hmm. And now he's really, I'll put it this way. We're bordering on you can't pitch him anymore. Like, he's really struggling right now. Where do you come down on how much longer they should give him to see if he could kind of go back to where he was a month ago?
We got the All-Star break coming up, right?
Yeah. So they have the way the schedule works with some of these days off, they need to use that fifth starter spot one more time. They could use it twice, but with the off days, they only need to use the fifth starter one more time before the All-Star game.
He has to be feeling it. So I'm going to say one more start. You know, you don't want to give up on the kid that early. You still don't know what's going on with Painter. So I'll give him one more start.
So I'm with you on this. I'd give him the one more start. But beyond that, like, if he pitches again bad next week on the West Coast, we're bordering on, like,
you got to have a hell of a bounce back, though.
I know. We're bordering on unpitchable. Like, you know, you can't just go out there and go 1 2/3, give 5 runs. I mean, the ERA's over 5 now. It's pretty rough. Could we hear from Abel yesterday after the game as he's explaining what he's going through right now and where he is with his confidence?
Second inning, you had 2 outs and you kind of lost command a little bit. What did you see happening there? What kind of got away from you there?
Yeah, obviously my command got away from me. I think, you know, I sort of tried to do a little too much. I've gotten some leverage counts and, you know, was trying too hard to make the pitches, if that makes sense, and just not naturally letting it happen. I had all the confidence in the world that, you know, I could make the pitches, but, you know, sometimes trying too hard just doesn't work in your favor, and today was one of those days.
Yeah, it sounds like he's not letting it just rip, right? He's thinking too much there. He's talking about confidence in his pitches. I mean, he's up 0-2 in a count to a 9-hitter. You can't walk that guy and let the floodgates open there. And walks were his issue in the minors. Like, that was why he kind of took a while to get here, because he had control problems. So we're kind of reverting back to what we were. So, all right, so we have an issue with the fifth starter. One of the questions at Topper yesterday, could Andrew Painter's timeline be moved up a little bit here? Like, if they determine Abel's got to go back down, we need a fifth starter, is it Andrew Painter time soon? Topper asked yesterday about the Painter timeline and how it all, you know, is part of this Abel thing. Here's Topper yesterday.
Committed around to waiting until after the break for Painter?
Yes.
Any flexibility there?
I don't think so, no.
So it doesn't sound like they are willing to move this timeline up. The issue with the Painter thing, Hugh, is he's not pitching great either at AAA. But at some point, I think we're going to see the swap. I think, you know, if Abel keeps struggling, sometime after this All-Star break, it feels like that is the natural swap. Abel back down and Painter up.
Yeah, you're going to have to do something, man, because it was a nice problem to have early on.
Yep.
We had a bunch of pitches, but now it feels like, you know, that's not the case anymore. And Abel's not the guy that we thought he was.
May I offer one other possible scenario if they're not ready to bring up Painter? So let's say Nola's not ready for another 3 weeks to a month.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think Painter's ready, or they don't want to call him up. There is door number 3, Hugh Douglas.
What's door number
3? It's the door you know very well. It's Taiwan Walker door. Would you go down it? Would you reinsert Taiwan into the rotation? I mean, he's just kind of sitting there in the bullpen. The bullpen transition for Taiwan has not gone, I think, the way they wanted it to go, right? They talked about how maybe his stuff would play up and he'd be a big part of the back end. It really hasn't happened. I don't even understand his role in the bullpen. I mean, the guy makes $18 million. He just sits there. Yesterday, he came in after Mick Abel. I think he might get you through three more weeks. I would consider it. If Abel struggles his next outing and they don't think Painter's ready, I'd roll Taiwan back out there for a few starts.
You're probably going to get a lot of conversation from Taiwan when you do that, and it probably will be some mean and hurtful things that he's going to say because he went into the bullpen reluctantly.
Yep.
You know, but if he's these
he's
things
on the team.
Like this
what is
happen.
He do?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Things like this happen. So you have to be a team player, but I would say that you'll probably have to give him a little bit of time to get ramped up a little bit.
Well, you have the All-Star break, and you have the next week or so where maybe you're going with bullpen games. Fran, what would you do? I mean, Abel's struggling. If he struggles again next week, they have some options here. It's either roll Abel out, continue to do that, call Painter up, or say, hey, Taiwan, we need you, buddy.
I mean, so yeah, give Abel one more start before the All-Star break. I want them to keep Painter on the track that they're keeping him on. They've been very...
So don't rush that track.
Don't rush that. I mean, look, Taiwan wants to start.
Yeah.
He was a good starter. But perfectly serviceable fifth starter. Perfectly fine with that.
I think in retrospect, Taiwan. They probably made the Taiwan decision too quickly. Because they pretty quickly were like, hey, we have enough starters. You know, Nola will figure it out. Abel's shown what he can do. Taiwan, go to the bullpen. And I think in retrospect, they might regret that because you know, Taiwan was doing pretty well in the rotation. All right, let's go to Will in the Northeast talking some Bryce Harper. Hey, Will.
Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up, buddy?
Oh, man, listen, man. What I've been saying about Bryce for a minute now, man, like, and I agree with you, Hugh, man, this will solidify him being one of the greatest Phillies players ever, right? He needs this World Series, man. And I don't know what it is, if it's the injury or whatever it is. I think he just really needs to, like, do like Jalen did, man. Like, really want to win, man. Look at them tapes. Play it back in your head how it felt when y'all left and walked off as a losing team in that World Series, man. And let that motivate you. But what I want to say about Bryce, man, like, this guy brought a crazy energy to the Phillies team, man. Like, he is a leader, man. And he can be a champion. But it's only if he wants to be that. Because sometimes, you know, sometimes, like I say, man, we get in our own way because of things that we want to have. And just because we don't get it right away. That, you know, it kind of makes us, you know, take us off the true goal as being a winner. You know what I'm saying? But I think, Bryce, this is the season, bro. Man, I'm trying to tell you, man, we got the team. Everybody is starting to hit.
Well, your guy Kepler, Will. I mean, you hit a home run last night.
Man,
it's your guy, you and Hugh.
Listen, man, I keep telling you, man, I know players, man. And I really believe, like, well, Bryce, man, I'm trying to tell you, man, this guy is the heart of the team, man. And he just brings that willing to win and that killer instinct, man. And I need him to tap into it this season, man. And this ain't got to be the only season that it can happen. We need you, Bryce. We need you to bring that winning spirit back, man. When you stared the Braves down, Francisco when you got that homer in, man, listen, that made you a true Philly player, man. Like, you became a true Philadelphian when you did that, man. And I love you for that. But what I need you to do, man, is whatever is going on with you, man, fight through it, man. This is the season to do it, man. And the team needed it. You owe it to the owner. You owe it to the fans.
There it is.
And more, you owe it to the team,
you're
man.
About to peter out.
You
owe it to the team.
Second wave.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen, man. I didn't hear the music, but listen,
you got the music now, Will.
Get through it, baby. We need you, baby. We need you to bring that World Series for us, man. We need that killer instinct back. We know you got it, man. The team needs you. The fan needs you. And guess what? All you got to do is tap into it, baby. We need you to win it
back to back,
for the fans and for your teammates. And guess what? I know you want to do it because guess what? Now the hunting season is on, man. The hunt for Red October is here. Let's bring that World Series to Philadelphia, baby. Let's go break. Let's go Philly. And let's win this World Series.
See, we'll have a second wave there. A second wave with the music. Will we preach the phone call? Will really thinks Kepler can play. He's a Kepler guy. Are you officially a Kepler guy now?
I don't know.
You a Kep head?
He kind of played me, though. Because I
had
kind of
played
wrong.
The Phillies. I mean, well, they paid him $10 million.
I mean, you know, he ain't hit it in the first one. He bounced back, though. His bounce back game was pretty strong. But yeah. I needed him
he
to
He admired
hit it in
that one last night, too. He stood there and watched
Man,
that one fly.
Do you know, in my first parlay, if he'd hit, if
parlay.
Hit my parlay, if I'd hit my first parlay, I'd have got $60, dog.
Off a $2 bet?
Off a $2 bet.
Wow.
Oh, you talk about somebody that was going to come in here peacocking today, but he gave it to me in the second one.
It seems like it's been a cold streak for you. Someone tried to predict that and said you maybe quit while you're ahead.
I don't know. I'm gonna look into this tonight. I'm gonna look at my parlays. I'm gonna put together parlays.
Well, Phillies are off tonight.
Well, it's the other teams playing.
Oh, I know. I'm just letting you know.
I'm just saying. I mean, and it kind of gives me a little. You know, I can take a little break from the Phillies, but I'm gonna put together another parlay.
You know, nothing says America like July 4th and a Phillies parlay tomorrow.
I was gonna say, have you put your Wimbledon parlays yet?
Oh yeah.
I mean France got like, games. French Open parlays all day.
Okay, well, let's do this then. I can't get on my thing.
All right, we'll do it before the show ends. We need a holiday weekend parlay for everyone. All right, Alex is up next. Alex has a Bryce Harper thought and advice for Hugh Douglas, so he goes right to the top of the board. What's up, Alex?
Okay, I didn't want to say advice because I don't want to give someone advice, but hi, everybody in Philly and all you guys.
Hey, Alex, what's up? What are you thinking?
Okay, I'm going back and forth with what I should go first, so I'm going to go with Harper, okay? So what I think about this is when I first heard the question, I think, to whom is it a success, right?
Mm-hmm.
To the ownership of the Phillies? Of course. I think, yeah, of course.
Of course. They've made money hand over fist off this.
Okay.
Yep.
No, I'm whatever, yeah. And then I think of Harper himself. And then he actually breaks it up. Personal, his life, wherever he went, was going to be successful. Professionally, he would say, F no. Well, no, this isn't successful for me being a Phil. So anyway, that's just me. And then for the Nationals, it was a success for them. For me,
I don't know if it's a success for the Nationals. Yeah, they won.
I'm saying that kind of tongue in cheek.
Yeah, I mean they won the next year. They've also been irrelevant since then. I mean they've.
I understand. Yeah. It's a joke. It's kind of like, hey, it was successful for them when he went to the Phillies. They won the World Series.
Right.
You know. Hey. All right. So anyway, other than that, for me as a fan. Yeah, a little bit. A lot of exciting baseball. You know, it was fun. Fun to watch.
Well, that's really where I simplify it down to. We've had a lot of exciting, interesting, and I mean, I was at the World. I was at Game 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 of the World Series in 2022, and like, I didn't know if we were getting any of those atmospheres before Bryce Harper got here, and he's not the only reason we got that, but he's a big reason why they were in that World Series.
Right, yeah. I went to Toronto. I went to a couple games, too. I came back to Philly to see those. But anyway, okay, and that leads me into Mr. Douglas, who I love to death. Anybody who gives their heart for the Eagles, I love. I've been an Eagles fan for many, many years. But if I were to say I'm sitting back listening to you guys while I'm working, doing my painting in these offices and my signs, I can see you sitting on a rocking chair on a porch, like with a house full of stacked newspapers that you have to walk through a maze to get through, and you're just sitting there, like in the neighborhood, and everybody's out having fun. That's what I see. That's what I hear. But I used to be like you, okay? And you think of how happy you're going to make people if you go out there and you suck it up and play, throw some catch with some kids. And imagine how happy you're going to make.
Think about the people. In the immortal words of Michael Jordan, you are going to make so many people happy.
And I'm not giving you advice at all. You're a grown man, and I'm just a little bit older than you. And sometimes, you know, small talk leads to big talk. A little bit of small talk. I'm a talker, and it's a great thing. I'm from South Philly, and that's just how we are. And anyway, that's all I'm going to say.
So you live in Chicago now, right?
Yeah, I do. I'm back in Philly a lot.
I would want to ask somebody that actually knows you, because I think that you feel that small talk, like everybody likes that, but I would venture to say probably not.
I know. Listen, oh, no, I'm not judging anything. I'm just saying that sometimes.
And I don't have a stack of newspapers stacked up anywhere.
I mean that as a joke. I'm just saying, if I were a person just listening, sometimes you get just. I don't know. I love. I
some
I'm
friendly advice from Alex.
Friendly advice to go play catch with kids
yes,
in the neighborhood.
Yes.
No, no,
get
please,
out
first
there.
Of all, first of all,
Block Party Douglas is our new favorite Hugh.
First of all, Alex. I always speak to the kids. Like, it's some kids in my neighborhood. I don't mind the kids because the kids aren't the problem.
Okay. Well, play catch with the adults.
It's the grown-ups.
Yeah, play catch with the adults. Alex, good call, man. We appreciate it. People just want to see you at the block party. That's all.
I'm not going to the block party.
Well, I know, but the audience is overwhelmingly voting for you to go to the block party.
Yeah,
oh, overwhelming.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, well, because I think there's two parts. There's one, they want to see you go to the block party and have a good time on July 4th. But two, they're hoping for a little bit of interaction with Skip and Claymont, right? He has the keys. He wants you to be there. Come on.
And sometimes, Hugh, like when I was younger, my family would try to get me to do things that maybe initially I didn't want to do, but then I pushed myself through that initial thing,
yep.
And I had a great time, and I was really happy that I pushed myself
through
it.
I'm not going to the block party, Francisco.
Maybe you'll come in here Monday and say, I met all these new people, we started off as small talk, and now we're hanging out.
Mm-mm.
Going to watch Marvel movies,
yes.
Talking Superman.
Yes, they're coming over your house, and when you get home from work, all that kind of stuff.
They'll find your keys.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Mine, they can have those keys. Don't need those keys. Don't need those keys.
Did you quote Michael Jordan when he was talking there about the kids?
Did. Yeah. Yes. And we all know it. You all know the famous Michael Jordan.
Of course.
I love the kids, though, because Wu-Tang is for the kids.
How about those neighbors?
No, they're not the neighbors.
No, they need you to be there.
Kids are genuine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind children.
Especially like
the kids that beat me like a drum the other day.
Oh, they rocked you.
See,
in MLB the show.
It's just, and as a matter of fact, the parents were pretty great too,
because
they weren't about small talk. They were genuine people.
Very nice people.
You know, it's just those folks that don't know how to start a regular, like they don't, I don't know what it is. Maybe they're not used to being around folks, but they don't know how to start conversations. Those are the ones that be like, because I meet people on a daily basis. And I've had interactions with people that I've never met before, and they've been great.
Mm.
But it's every now and then you meet and you interact with people that they're just different. And you know what, Joe? The thing about it is this, and you do a great job of this, and I always commend you on this every time we go out. You thrive in awkward situations like that. You speak to everybody, and you're a great buffer because you're like a lot of times we go out, you end up being the icebreaker because we will, like, there's been moments where we've been out and we'll just get like, who was it the other day that was invading Kyle's space? Where were we at when Kyle's space was being invaded? Where somebody just kind of stands there and
oh, we
you
were
know,
in CI.
Trying,
we were in CI.
It was like really, really close, like in close proximity.
It was odd. The guy was
odd.
Yeah,
it was
like
odd. And
standing
you,
over his shoulder for a long
period
of time.
He was hovering and Kyle was nice about it. And you broke the ice, and you start speaking. It was like, hey, you know, da-da-da. You do a great job of that, and I appreciate that.
Or is this you inviting me to the block party?
Oh, no, if you want to go, let me know, because then that might help the neighbors out a little bit.
Well, I might not help you out. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop. All right, we got a lot to do here on the show. Bryce Harper, we are halfway through. It's amazing. Halfway through this contract, 6.5 years in, Harper at the half. Is this thing a success without a World Series? I mean, let's call it for what it is. They haven't won one. They got close, really close twice, right? They were close in 22. They should have got back in 23, but they choked it away against Arizona. If they don't win a World Series, would you call this a success? I still would. Hugh, Mr. Ring Culture Douglas here, would not call it a success without a World Series championship. Where do you come down on Bryce Harper, and should Hugh attend the block party in his hometown tomorrow? 215-592-9494. We're going to talk to Jack Fritz as well. Jack, of course, with his new book out, Ring the Bell. There's a chapter in that book about the pursuit of Bryce Harper. Jack will join us. We'll talk some Bryce, the pursuit of Bryce. Moving forward, is this a success? And we got to get his temperature and where he's at. What are we, 6 days away from DeCamera versus Fritz baseball next Wednesday? We'll get his take on that. All coming up. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.